ladder you're on.
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope and God's call to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by our baptism into the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you turn us from the old life of sin. Grant that we, being reborn to new life in him, may live in righteousness and holiness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I was there.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. You know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and dark drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify the desires. The word of the Lord.
My name is Brian, and I'm your bishop. After the sermon, I'm going to go to my chair and be seated, and there'll be a time of great silence while I make up with my microphone, okay? I left it over there. We had to break up, but I'm going to make up with the phone, with the microphone, I promise. Tomorrow begins my third year as your bishop. This is my first time to be with you on a Sunday. And the thing I've learned as the Bishop of East Tennessee is I have really poor church attendance. Do you get that? Do you get the joke about that? Because from Sunday to Sunday, I'm somewhere else. And every Sunday, wherever I am, someone will say to me, "Now come back soon, okay?" I'm like, "Do you know what I do?" I hope to see you soon, but it'll be somewhere else. But the thing I've enjoyed about this work is that wherever I go, I feel as if I'm at home. I'm greeted as one of you. Somehow together we are in ministry together. Somehow together we somehow hold on to the body of Christ. Not simply one parish, not simply one part of the diocese, but a whole people. We try to live that out and to flesh that out and to inhabit that. And so that would not be complete without me having been to St. Thaddeus on a Sunday visitation. So it seems to me it's fitting, in preparation for an anniversary as a bishop, to now be with you today. Okay? And when you say come back soon at the reception, cut me a little slack, okay? This morning, I live in Knoxville. I live in West Knoxville. And this morning, the early service at St. Albans is at 7:30. Have you all heard about 7:30 a.m.? You know about 7:30? It's really early. And if I'm going to be at a liturgy at St. Albans at 7:30, well, even though they can't start without me, it's kind of polite to get there early, so I try to get there around 7. And if I'm going to get from West Knoxville to Hickson by 7, that meant I had to leave Friday evening to get there. My wife was asleep. My dog was asleep. I made my way into the kitchen. I turned on the light. I got my favorite cereal. I got my favorite cereal bowl. I got my banana. I sliced up the banana with my spoon, not with a knife. Some people use a knife, but you're already going to use the spoon anyway. Why do you need a knife? That's just extra stuff. And then I go to make the coffee. It was really early, by the way. And I go to make the coffee. I do this about twice a year, and I did it this morning. Have you ever made coffee by putting the coffee not where the coffee's supposed to go, but where the water's supposed to go? And when you do that, you'll really make something. It won't be coffee, or it'll be really coffee, but you won't want to drink it. And as I did that, and I looked at my coffee maker, I thanked God for this incredible sermon illustration. Because two lessons today we have just read are about staying awake, being alert. I thought, okay, Jesus, I got it. 4:15 in the morning, you got to pay attention when you make the coffee. It made me aware there are so many times in my life when I have done things, but I wasn't awake. I know you've done this. Somehow your car just knows how to go to work, or it just knows how to go to the grocery store. You find yourself, you're upright, you're out of the bed, you're fully clothed, you're presentable, but you're not really awake. Maybe you sleepwalk through a relationship, or you sleepwalk through work, or you sleepwalk, God forbid, through worship. Maybe that's why both Paul and Jesus this morning in these lessons say to us, be alert, stay awake. Because they know being asleep and not being alert are always an option, right? Right? Are you awake? It's always an option just to sleepwalk through our life in faith. And so the invitation is to be awake and to be alert. I mentioned that tomorrow marks 2 years as your bishop. Before I was the bishop of East Tennessee, I served in a far and distant land named Kentucky. And before that, I lived in Western North Carolina. And in Western North Carolina, I was a parish priest at the cathedral in Biltmore Village. And for many, many years, we would do vestry retreats at Lake Logan Episcopal Conference Center near Canton. And a few months ago, I got to go back to Lake Logan for another meeting. I was, by that point, a bishop, and I was invited to this meeting. I was excited to have the chance to go back to Western North Carolina and to see this place that had been so important to me as a parish priest. The meeting was a gathering of young leaders, young clergy leaders. I was there not as a young clergy leader, but as an aging bishop. And they wanted me there to be a part of the group and to support folks in their early vocations. Now, I know, again, my car just knows how to make the drive from Knoxville to Canton and to get off there and to find the way to Lake Logan. That was easily done. And in the email, they had said to me, we're going to put you up at Hemlock Cabin. I remember thinking, why do I remember that name, Hemlock Cabin? And once I got there and got situated and walked up to the cabin, I realized for 10 years running, every vestry retreat we ever had at All Souls, we stayed at Lake Logan, and we spent 2 days on retreat at that cabin. I'd spent a lot of hours, a lot of time with folks thinking about the life of a parish, of a cathedral, of a church. Now, if you've ever been on a vestry retreat or any kind of church retreat, it doesn't really count unless there's newsprint, right? Newsprint, y'all have newsprint? And you got to have those colored markers, and you get extra points with those post-it notes. That shows you're really serious about planning. And I remembered as I walked into that room, the people that had been in that room. For 10 years they had gathered in that room. Some of them had died. Some of them had become Methodist. Some of them were no longer at the cathedral. And even those, the ones that were, the whole scene made me laugh. Because for 10 years, we had gathered there and we had made these plans. 5-year plans, 10-year plans. The guy who doesn't know how to make coffee at 4:15 in the morning is somehow going to make a 10-year plan? But there have been times in the life of the church, times in the life of our culture, when we make these audacious plans and we put them down on newsprint, which means we're serious. And if you use both a blue marker and a red marker, you're double serious. And if you assign it to someone, you're really serious. And then you fold that newsprint up and you put it in a closet and you never look at it again. Or at least what we did. Because I think we have this idea, maybe it doesn't happen at St. Thad's, but it's happened in every parish I've ever been a part of, if we write it down, if we make a plan, it's like it happened, right? Gaines has a good idea, increase stewardship. Somebody write that down. You write it down. Whew, man, I'm glad we did that, right? We wrote that down. All right. Evangelize and welcome people. Gaines, write that down. He writes that down. Wow, I'm so glad we did that when we wrote that down. That's why Jesus says to us, you have to wake up. You have to be alert. Writing it down is not the same as it actually happens. A few weeks ago, we had an evangelism conference in Maryville. The diocese sponsored this conference. And it came out of a desire from folks in the diocese at convention who said, we want to do a better job at evangelism, but we need tools, we need help. So we gathered these folks, we made serious plans, people came. It was a good day, there was a good lunch, there were good speakers. But at some point it dawned on me that what I think several of us were looking for was a robot named Evangelism that you could put in the car and bring back to Chattanooga and turn that sucker on and just have it go all over the community and evangelize on our behalf. Because just like when we write down those plans, increased stewardship, welcome, it's as if someone else is going to do it. It's as if once we've written it down, it's done. And I checked, and those robots are really out of our price range here in the Diocese of East Tennessee. Plus, they scare people. So you don't really want a robot named Evangelism. You might think you do, but in the long run, you don't want it. But we do, so many of us do, we want good things for the life of the church, we want good things for the life of the diocese, and we think someone else is going to do that. We'll let the vestry do that. We'll let the priest do that. We'll let the deacon do that. We'll let the bishop do that. We'll let these new folks entering the life of the church. We're glad you're here. Now, here are 13 things to do for Jesus. Paul and Jesus do not say to us, wake somebody else up. You're invited to be awake and to be alert and to realize the Christian life begins with me practicing it, embodying it. Imperfectly, yes, see coffee, but practicing again and again and again. To resist the 5-year plan or the 10-year plan. Because if you remember in that parable, the man who made plans and larger plans and greater plans is going to die this evening. So whatever plans we make, whatever things we write down, we realize just how conditional they are. We want good things for the future. I want good things for the diocese. I want good things for you. But I also know all I can really do is do my best to stay awake and to be alert. And the same with you. Advent begins in the dark. The days are getting shorter. The nights are getting longer. Even more opportunities to fall asleep. Thankfully, we serve a God who neither slumbers nor sleeps. There are those times that you do need to rest. I had a friend who wrote an essay, a very serious essay, on napping as a spiritual practice. Because when you nap, you admit you're not God. You're not infinite. For 45 minutes, the world can do without you. God's got this. But when we rise from sleep, when we rise from slumber, the invitation to be alert and to stay awake and to pay attention, because the kingdom of God is breaking in now. Not 5 years from now, not 10 years from now, not when we pay off the debt or add to the ministry. It's happening now. My brothers and sisters, in a couple of moments, we will welcome new folks into the life of this church. And the church will not simply be made bigger. I've heard someone say it will be made new. So the invitation this morning is not simply for two folks to say yes, but for all of us to say yes, for all of us to wake up. And while your name may not be said in the confirmation and receptions, your voice will be welcomed, an alert, awake, aware voice that today is the day that God's advent is breaking in here, now, for us and for all who trust that God still moves in God's world. Amen. Amen.
practice this, we didn't have to be at that reading.
Closer to the side of the... Fantastic. So the bishop is going to ask us to present, and we're going to all do that together, okay? We're on page 5 here.
Candidates will now be presented.
I present to you Amanda Putman and Jordan Putman for confirmation. I present Lloyd Hoover to be received into this communion.
Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil?
I do.
Let's try that again. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil?
I do.
Do you renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do. And with God's grace, I will follow him as my Savior and Lord.
And will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
As you are able, please stand and let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son of the world. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue the apostles' teaching and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being? Let us now pray for these persons who have renewed their commitment to Christ.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world and witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized in the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen.
Start with Amanda. Come this way. And you all can come up and lay hands on her. Stand right here.
This is a full contact confirmation, so go ahead and
you're come on up here. Come on. Come on, Carol.
Strengthen, O Lord, your servant Amanda with your Holy Spirit. Empower her for your service and sustain her all the days of her life.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Jordan.
Strengthen, O Lord, your servant Jordan with your Holy Spirit. Empower him for your service and sustain him all the days of his life.
Amen. Amen.
Lord. Lord, we recognize you as a member of the one holy and Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we receive you into the fellowship of this communion. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, let your fatherly hand ever be over these, your servants. Let your Holy Spirit ever be with them, and so lead them in the knowledge and obedience of your word. They may serve you in this life and dwell with you in the life to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I would invite you to stand. I would invite you to stand. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also
with you.
Peace.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I can say good morning. Usually after one of my sermons, it's good afternoon. Sally just said take lessons. I love it. Love that. Amen, sister. I want to start out with a big, huge just congratulations and love to Jordan and Amanda, who have been working for confirmation for months now, and for Lloyd, who's joining our group today. So a big... Yeah. We also extend a big hello, not a welcome because he's not a visitor, but a hello to our bishop on his first Episcopal visit to here at St. Thaddeus. Hello to you, and hello to Jerry Lee, the canine to the ordinary, and to Susan, your wife. A couple things that you need to be aware of. After this service, there is like smorgasbord of food for you to enjoy. So please come and join us for that. On Tuesday night, we will have evening prayer here at 6 o'clock. I will be unexpectedly out of town for a funeral, but we will do evening prayer. We will not have Eucharist, but we will have evening prayer here at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday evening at St. Thaddeus, or at St. Albans at 6:30. Wednesday, let me try that again. Wednesday, St. Albans, 6:30, we will begin our Advent series, which is all about evangelism. So if you want to learn to be an evangelism robot, come this coming Wednesday, 6:30, St. Albans. It's going to be a fun conversation about how we do small groups outside of our walls, how we might meet others and meet the Christ that is in others in small groups outside of our walls. But there are several of these on Wednesday nights in Advent, so take a look at that. This coming Friday, which is the 6th of December, is the feast day of St. Nicholas, and we will celebrate that here at 6 o'clock with hymn singing and joy, and there's going to be cider and what else, Linda?
Wear your...
Oh, yeah, the sweater.
Your
oh, man, I
forgot. Sweater, your least favorite Christmas sweater.
Yes.
Right, and it's 6:30.
And we're not going to do Advent hymns. We're going to do Christmas carols.
Hymns.
It's going to get good stuff.
Dinner.
And we'll have food for you.
Soup, we'll have food and stuff.
Salad and bread and dessert. And
join us. That's this coming Friday, 6 o'clock. Here at the church. And then wake up the next morning and head over to St. Albans for the Holly Jolly Market, where you can buy all your Christmas presents there that are locally made by folks here in the community. So so this market starts at 9:30 in the morning, so come, enjoy it. There's going to be a lot of stuff to do, a lot of folks hanging out, so a joyous occasion indeed. Any other announcements? Dee, do you know of anything? Yes, sir.
Food pantry. We did 630 meals yesterday.
630 meals at the food pantry yesterday. Yeah, bringing Christ in Advent, that's for sure. Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry? Oh, okay, yes, there's a sign up in the narthex, and that sign up is for caroling, for the angel tree, and for the lunch for Dawn's school. Yes, so see that. Great opportunities in the back.
Would you confirm the time for St. Nicholas? I heard 6 and 6:30. Which one is it?
Is it 6? 6:30. Thank you, Deb. Thank you. 6:30 this coming Friday. 6:30. Okay. Bishop.
Let us walk in love as Christ has loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Rise, if you will, for the singing of the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. As in Jesus Christ our Lord, you have received us as your sons and daughters, made us citizens of your kingdom, and given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken to the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant, united to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with Thaddeus and Alban, the Blessed Virgin, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God. Thank you. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, by the power of God you were brought into this world, by the mercy of God you've been sustained at this very moment, and by the love of God revealed to us in the Christ, you are being redeemed. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.